In session. All right, on BOE 2023-21, he indicated when we were talking to him on the phone that we could just make a decision, but I would still like to call him regardless. But if we'd like to talk about it as we're on the record at this point, is there any comments from the board on or a motion on with respect to this? I think we have confirmed that he is, in fact, over the Waxy O'Shea's restaurant. He's represented that he has had a difficult time selling this one because of its location or renting it on a nightly basis because of its location on the second floor above Waxy O'Shea's. You have any kind of motion? No.
Well, I do believe he does qualify for the 2575 mixed use, as it's only his only one that he owns now. As to the recommendation on the valuation, I would say that it probably is not at the same value as the others that can be rented in there.
Do you have a value?
But the percentage.
Do you have a value that you might consider? It's at 119,490, which is, seems to be somewhat consistent with the rest of them in there right now. But given his location, what percentage would you say?
My gut would say 20%. Put him right down to $100,000, right at $100 or $100. Then, yeah.
So what's that number? Let's see.
I would second that.
Is that motion to both change his classification and change the value?
Yes.
Okay. And that number, let's see, take that times 0.8, would be 95,592.
Are you appraised?
As appraised value. Is that what everybody else gets? Make sure I'm doing my math correctly.
That's 20% discount.
Yeah. All right. Is that a second?
Second.
There's a second.
Can we restate the motion?
The motion is to reclassify this as mixed use, 25% residential, 25% commercial, 75% residential, and to reduce the value 20% to appraised value to 95,592.
Thank you.
We've had a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Let me call and tell him what we did.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Forrester. Thanks for calling. I'm not available right now. Please leave a message.
Jeff, this is David Akers with Taney County BOE. Based on our conversation before we broke for lunch, you indicated we could just go ahead and make a decision based on what the information you provided. We discussed this. We did confirm that you do probably want to get with Did we confirm that it's properly designated at this point or not, or who does he need to get with?
It is.
Okay. All right. We've solved the problem of we couldn't figure out why your name was on something that looked different from the map as far as a different unit, but we have confirmed that you are the one above Waxies or one of them. We have reduced the value 20% to 95,592 appraised value. And we also changed your classification to mixed use because we have been doing that to be consistent with our other decisions. And so it's 25% commercial, 75% residential. So that wasn't something that you appealed, but we have the power as a board to do that when there's an appeal in front of us. And we want to be consistent with you and everyone else. So if you have any questions, you'll get a decision letter out from the county, and you can appeal that to the State Tax Commission if you have any inclination to do so. We appreciate you talking to us. Thank you. All right, let's call the Coles. This was actually scheduled 3:30, so.
Good afternoon. This is Dave Sutton.
Dave, this is David Akers again from the Taney County BOE.
Yes, sir.
I know we're calling early, but we've gotten through our stuff today, and we were hoping you could take us up early.
Sure, no problem. Let me just give me 1 second. Let me pull this up, and we can begin.
Okay, it's Taney County BOE 350. It's the Kohl's store, I believe. Okay.
There are actually two parcels as one economic unit under appeal.
Okay. I don't think we have two different BOE numbers.
Oh.
We just have, okay. We have 003L. That's the
mother.
There are two different P vals in the.
It's also 025.
Okay, what BOE number would that be? It's not on our sheet, but it doesn't mean we can't take it up.
Correct.
On BOE 350, which was 003L, we have a value of $3,684,618 as appraised value. And then what's the other one?
The value?
Yeah, I was looking for the number and the value. The parcel number.
The parcel number ending 025 has a value of $768,397.
Okay, that's the notice you got. Okay. And, all right, we'll just let you go ahead on these.
Sure. So these are two adjacent parcels that that comprise one single economic unit. It is the Kohl's store. I included a couple of aerial shots from Beacon on there, indicating that one parcel is the actual store and that it just has a building improvements value. The other parcel ending in 025 is essentially the land portion, and that is valued at $768,387. So the total combined value of the land and the improvements is $4,453,015. This is a coal store. We first started with, again, I apologize if the pages were not actually numbered in the attachment, but on the fifth page of the package, there is a deferred maintenance report indicating that these are the various components that they are budgeting for replacing and repairing over the next 2 years. Essentially, at the top, it just demonstrates that the roof and the HVAC are at the end of their normal useful lives. The parking lot at some point will also, it's past its useful life, or is nearing its useful life. And the flooring, obviously, is a smaller component. But the total deferred maintenance CapEx projects that they're budgeting for is almost $1.5 million. Looking forward on the police cop summary, this is just a summary of similar sized retail, single-family retail properties in Missouri and in the outlying metro areas, indicating that the asking rent per square foot on this type of property is just right about $6 per square foot. And the starting rent per square foot from this sample is just under $5 per square foot. On the comparative income approach page, we are running our return approach of $5 per square foot and taking into account both parcels combined. We're considering a 5% vacancy and collection loss factor, 10% expense ratio, factors of 8, and we're proposing a value of $3,709 or $53 per square foot combined on both parcels. Another way of looking at this is that one parcel is just improvement value and one parcel is land value. If you consider the land parcel a tieback to the building, because they actually need the parking to make the real estate improvements match their highest and best use, it's essentially about the difference. So if you deduct about $768,000 roughly from the current appraised value for the building parcel, you're going to come up with a value right around $3.7 million, which is the proposed value for both parcels combined. On the following page, which would be page 9 of the package, there's a summary of 5 comparable sales. These are all are of single-tenant retail space of a similar size. This is how they were from, they were selected. Sale number one is most similar to the subject in terms of size. That's about 66,000 square feet. That's sold for $39 per square foot. The land-to-building ratio on this property is about 3.2. And there are two sales, number two and three, with a similar land-to-building ratio. Those are closer to $22 and $25 per square foot. The subject property was built in 2007, so it's obviously newer than all the five sales, and we took that into account. You look at the measures of central tenancy, they're tying out between about $25 to $30 per square foot. And our proposed value on a combined basis is about $53 per square foot, which again takes into account the effective age of the subject property and the variation in all the sales being in a different market. I would point out on the last couple of pages, I included a story here about Kohl's, which is looking to diminish its overall brick-and-mortar footprint in real estate, in their real estate holdings, primarily because they found it a lot easier to manage inventory and retain staff with a smaller concept store. So the subject property size of 69,000 square feet is something that they're trying to phase out and go smaller in the future. And that's all I have on this one at this point.
This one meaning that you have some on other days?
I'm sorry, I'm just on these two parcels is all I have to discuss right now at this point.
Okay. All right. We're going to let the assessor speak to that. I know you guys have talked, so the board's going to hear what she has to say as well. Go ahead.
Okay, David, as I told you, I'm not going to change my value, but I want to tell you why. First of all, your comps are very old, from 1962, 1974, the 90s. This building was built in 2007, so I don't think the comps are comparable. Also, on the land value, you're right, $3.50 a square foot on the land. Typically, everything up on the strip is $6. Everything in the landing is $6. We just haven't gotten in to reassess the land, so we're definitely low. And then, again, we just did this based on cost. Now, I am going to bring up that we talked about the Target yesterday. And as you know, we did reassess Target and it had gone up 21%, and we had agreed with the BOE to go at 15% increase.